أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام والتحية والإكرام على نبينا أبي القاسم محمد وعلى أهل بيته الطيبين الطاهرين المعصومين، أما بعد، سلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. The result and the sequence of discussions we have been having for the last several nights should not be taken or interpreted in the other way. Many believe that this would mean that we become totally otherworldly and got nothing to do in this life except pray and pray and pray till we die, or rather become useless members of the family and the community. That is not the point. The point is that human beings have seldom realized, all of us, that we are much stronger than we realize ourselves. Our minds are much sharper, blessed with much more power than we use. The human brain that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given to us is a powerful machinery, but it is said that we use only 1%. The great inventors of the world say that we use even less than 1%. And the great inventors like Newton and Einstein, when they were asked as to how much of the brain power they use, they said it is 1% inspiration, 10% perspiration. In any case, most of the power that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given to me is wasted. And it is wasted in the form of hours and minutes and days and weeks. When the veil is lifted, that means, as I'm talking about, gunah and all these things have been avoided, the first thing which happens in my life and your life is that you feel the presence of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now, I cannot explain this, but there are people in this world who will not tell you about how that nearness to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives them extra power of vision. When they see the world, they see the world differently. When they meet us, they meet and they know exactly what we are talking to them, to an extent that we feel that we are fooling him, and he knows who is a liar and who is the truthful man. But he does not say that. He looks and his vision is divine. Those are the people, when they lift their hands for dua, there is an immediate reply. Whether it is for you, for me, or for himself, just tell him, please pray for me. And if he lifts his hands and says, Ya Allah, so and so mu'min or mu'mina has made a wasiyah. Wasiyah does not mean will. Wasiyah means he has requested that I pray for him. He is in a problem. And you remove the problem, it is answered immediately, because the lift, that has been lifted. This can happen sometimes in peculiar ways. Shaykh Abdul Hussain Al-Amini, the famous author of Al-Ghadir. Al-Ghadir is a book which has been written in Arabic some 30 years ago by Shaykh Abdul Hussain Al-Amini, marhum, who, alhamdulillah, I had an opportunity of meeting him in Najaf. He wrote 11 volumes on Ghadir in Arabic. He wanted to complete 14, but life did not give him that opportunity. Although he had completed writing, but it was to be published. Money was not there. His library, which had so many manuscripts, wanted room. There was no place for it. He had collected first editions, handwritten books of Allama Majlisi, Allama Hilli and Sheikh Tusi, and also some of the scripts of A'imma alayhim salam by Imam Hassan, Imam Rida salamullah alayhi. But there was a land, but there was no money to build. He told me once, I needed one small book for reference, because he never wrote anything without reference. If you see his book, there is a reference down below, and all the references come from the books of Ahlul Sunnah. That is the beauty of that book. I wanted that book, and I knew that it was with someone, but that man somehow was not in good books with me, was not prepared to give me the book. I tried through all the other ways, but the book did not come. So I went to Amirul Mumineen in the Haram, and I said, Ya Mawla, this work is waiting for only one book. If you can arrange for this book to come to me. He did not come. He said, I went for a month every day. It was in the last days of that month that I saw one Arab coming from Badu, that means coming from the desert, dirty totally. He came and he said, Ya Aba Abbas, that means, oh, Abbas's father, talking to Imam Ali without ziyarat, without any formality, nothing. Just he shook the zari and said, Ya Aba Abbas, oh, Abbas's father, I have brought a flock of sheep, about 100 of them, and I have tied them there just opposite your haram. I have come for ziyarat. I am going to do some work here. There is a work in Baghdad, I have got to finish it. It is for you to see that that work is completed. And to look after my sheep also. I don't want even one to be stolen. And he left. Such a rude man who comes and talks to Abul Fazl, to Amirul Mumineen like this. He said, I felt in my mind that these people must be now taught how to pray and how to speak. Second day I came again to Haram as usual to pray for that book. I saw the same man come and he said, thank you very much, Ya Abul Fazl. I have just come to say how grateful I am to you. You finished my work in Baghdad. It is done. And my flock of sheep is also intact, not a single one stolen. I'm going. And he went. There he said, Sheikh Abdul Hassan Amini, I said, I shook the zari and wept for the first time. And I wept bitterly, uncontrollably. The man who came here without any, na izne dukhul, na ziyara, na anything, and he said what said the way he said, and he got what he wanted. Whether it is, I mean, everyone has got his hajat. Your hajat may be quite big in your estimation. I may consider it small. But he was thinking that he was entrusting something to Imam which was important. I wept and I said, Mawlaya, you gave to him. What I am asking is not for myself. I am asking for you. I am writing a book about you and I can't get one book. And I went home. Anger was there. Now Shaitan had entered. There was some anger. I said, I'll never come again. I only come for ziyarat, but no hajat now. I went home and I slept, and I slept and I saw Amirul Mumineen Ali ibn Abi Talib, salawatullah wa sallam alayhi. I saw him enter the haram, his own haram. And I was there. And I thought, now is the time to tell him. So I came nearer. I summoned all the courage and I said, Assalamu alaikum ya Mawlai. Mawlai looked at me and said, Alaikum salam Abdul Hussein. What is the problem? And I said, Ya Ali, you don't know the problem? You know the problem much more than I do. 1 month now I'm coming here. There is no response. And that man who came just yesterday got what he wanted. Mawla smiled and said, Abdul Hussein, you came today, only today. Don't count those days when you spoke when your mind was elsewhere. Rubba zikrin la madhkura fi. Ya Allah. But la madhkur, that means I don't remember Allah. I say, Ya Allah. That is why they call it worry beads. When you are worried, you say, Ya Allah. How many times we do tasbih, but we are not there? How many times we pray, but we are simply not there? When we are simply not there, we are expecting a response. Abdul Hussein, you came today. Tomorrow you will get the book. And second day, an alim came and gave him the book. The difference is that let us have an experience in this. So many people of all Mu'mineen here feel that we do so much, you would like to experience something. Rather, experience some nearness to Allah. That comes in the month of Ramadan. As much as we go away from haram, it comes in the ways of experience. Our dua, simply we feel that we are talking to someone and we get the response. We get the dreams, which dreams sometimes are basharat, good dreams. That means you will get this. Sometimes you hear a voice which tells you that don't worry, you are protected. Everyone wants this. When you go up and up and high, then you are at the stage of isma, masum. There, even slight mindlessness is a guna. I'm answering a very big question. Many people say that Imam Zainul Abidin said, Allahumma ghafirli. The Prophet said, Allahumma ghafirli. So many dua of istighfar from imma is there. They were not committing any sin. But we don't understand what that istighfar means. There was a shair in Urdu called Asghar Gondawi. Gonda is a place in India. He said, Kahar hai, thodi si bhi ghaflat tariqe ishq mein. In the way of ishq, love for God, a little heedlessness, missing out, is a misfortune. Kahar hai, thodi si ghaflat. Thodi si bhi ghaflat, tariq-e-ishq mein. Aankh jhapki Qais ki, aur saamne mehmil na tha. Qais is majnoon, mehmil is Layla, right? Aankh jhapki Qais ki, aur saamne mehmil na tha. If you understand that problem, because they came in the form of bashar, they came in the form of human beings, while they belonged there, they had to do certain duties of human beings, attending to the people, raising the family, eating, sleeping. They considered all these things as absence from Allah. That is why they said, Rabbana ighfir lana, that istighfar is for that. Not for the guna that we are doing. For them, at that stage, provided we understand the stages, as people go further and further, you find, they find all these things which we call makruh, they don't do it. Because it is too much for them to do makruh things. So, Aimma alayhi salam, or Paighambar when he said, Rabbi ghafirli, those things are different. That stage is different. When we say our stage is different. What is now needed? First step. have trust in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, which we don't have. I mean, let us admit we don't have. Have trust in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When a companion comes and said, Imam asked him, what happened to your camel outside? He said, I have kept it free, tawakkul. It's just like somebody comes and keeps his car here and says tawakkal, or keeps his shop open at night and says tawakkal. He keeps his animal outside and says, Ya Rasulullah, I have kept the camel free, tawakkal, Allah will look after it. This is a famous hadith. Mutawatir means there is no doubt about what the Prophet said. I'qil rahilatak thumma tawakkal. Go and tie it first and then say tawakkal. That means at night you first see that you are locked properly. Your house, your shop, then say tawakkal. What we do is that we don't say tawakkal at any stage. We think that we are the guardians of our own destiny. And we then leave Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and then we go to people. Now those people from whom we are asking, they are themselves muhtaj. Including that fellow who looks at fal. If a man who looks at the fal knew what is going to happen in the future, he would look for himself first. All this is nothing but pretense, trying to mislead the people. When Hazrat Ibrahim was thrown into the air, going into the fire, is there any way out of that? You are already in the air, going into fire. He has been thrown. Now, is there anything which can save him? Jibreel Amin comes and says, Ya Ibrahim, hal laka min haja? Do you have any hajjah? That means I have come here as a Jibreel, as an angel. I can just lift the whole bundle of yours, throw you elsewhere. Hal laka min hajjah? Ibrahim alayhi salam says, Bala amma minka fala. I have a hajjah, but not from you. Mawlana Rum says, Ibrahim, in his own way, Ibrahim answered, Jibreel, Rao ke man afrukhta, behtaram az udu ambar sukhta. Oh Ibrahim, Ibrahim says, Oh Jibreel, go away. If I am burnt to ashes, I'll be better than ambar and oud. I don't want you. Amma minka fala. This is the place where, as Ibrahim descended, Qulna ya narukuni bardan wa salaman ala Ibrahim. We ordered, O Agh, O Nur, O Nar, O fire, be cold, but securely cold. Not too cold to kill him. Bardan wa salaman. If there was no salaman there, it would have been so cold that he would have died of cold. Huh? Bardan wa salaman ala Ibrahim. Quran says, and this is where Quran Majeed molds my life. This reading of Quran here is not a joke. Some of the people sit somewhere here, I don't know where, and they start talking while Quran is recited. That is the climax of ignorance and jahalat. Quran is being recited, people are talking and joking and laughing. إِذَا قُرِيَ الْقُرْآنِ فَانْسِتُوا Allah says when Quran is being recited, listen. In the very same room here, in the lobby, people are talking while Quran is being recited by our own young, dear children, by our own elders who come with so much of expectation to read the verses of Quran. And the elders sitting behind there joking and well, then they should be given another place for by Jamaat, where they can go and joke and jump and dance and laugh and whatever they want to do. When everything is over, they can come here. It looks so bad. Quran. وَأَوْحَيْنَا إِلَىٰ أُمِّ مُوسَىٰ Allah. When Fir'aun came to know that from Banu Israel there will be a child born who will topple him, some of the astrologers told him that Fir'aun, there will be a boy soon born in the Israelis. He will be Bani Israel, not a Coptian. And he will topple your kingdom. He gave an order, Quran says, to kill their sons and leave alive their daughters. So the sons, as they were born, were taken by the government. And in every Israeli house at that time, a midwife who was a Coptian was kept as a supervisor. The moment a child is born, the birth was reported. If it was male, it was taken away, killed. So that that boy may not come into existence. Who will topple the Fir'aun's throne? And in just those days, Musa's mother is now pregnant and it is Musa to be born. And the boy was born. Now normally a mother, when she finds that a boy is born, she is so delighted. But now this was not a cause of delight. She knew now that the boy is going to be killed. وَأَوْحَيْنَا إِلَىٰ أُمِّ مُوسَىٰ أَنِرْضِعِيهِ Allah, the Qur'an. And we inspired Musa's mother that first breastfeed him. She could not even breastfeed the child with fear. Irdi'i, the child has a right. Breastfeed him first. فَإِذَا خِفْتِ فِيهِ, when then you are afraid about her, his safety, فَأَلْقِيهِ فِي الْيَمْ, throw it into the river. وَلَا تَخَافِي وَلَا تَحْزَنِي, don't be afraid or frightened and don't be sorry. فَإِنَّا رَادُّهُ إِلَيْكِ, we will see that he returns to you. وَإِنَّا جَاعِلُهُ مِنَ الْمُرْسَلِينَ, we will make him among the prophets. Allah. Now it is the question of a mother. What she did was she prepared a small sanduk, which is called tabut. And with her own hands, with weeping eyes, she laid the child in it. And she closed the tabut and kept it on the waves flowing towards outside Nile. Right at that time, Fir'aun and his wife Asiya and all his slaves, they were sitting near the palace overlooking the river, enjoying their time. They saw something riding on the waves, something black. As it came closer, it was tabut. Allama Majlis alayhi rahmah writes that immediately Fir'aun said, what is there in this box? I would like to know. 400 slaves, not one, who were there all together, jumped into the river to retrieve that small box. فَالْتَقَطَهُ آلُ فِرْعَوْنَ, they brought it. They picked it up. Quran, when sometimes there is a speech, figure of speech, which is called irony. Irony is something which Quran sometimes expresses. فَالْتَقَطَهُ آلُ فِرْعَوْنُ لِيَكُونَ لَهُمْ حَزَنًا وَعَدُوًا, they picked it up with hope, little knowing that this is going to be the source of enmity and sorrow for them. Do you understand, my friends? Sometimes I like a thing Allah does not give me because it is a source of sorrow for you. Sometimes you pick it up by force. Mane de, to hu jaun chu. He gives you. Let. And then you know what is going to happen to you. When I said no, I knew to it. فَالْتَقَاتَهُ آلُ فِرْعَوْنُ, they came and picked it up. لِيَكُونَ لَهُمْ عَدُوًا وَحَزَنًا, they little knew that now we are saving who? We are saving one who will become our adversary and also our source of sorrow. إن فرعون وهامان وجنودهما كانوا خاطئين. They were sinners. فرعون, جنود, his whole army, Haman, they were all astray. What happened? They opened it. They saw a child. It was quite evident that it was an Israeli child. Because Coptians and Israelis are different in colors also. The moment Fir'aun saw it, he said, Hada Israeli? Yeah, this is Israeli boy. فَقَالَتْ إِمْرَأَةُ فِرْعَوْنَ Of Quran says, the wife of Fir'aun said, قُرَّةُ عَيْنٍ لِي وَلَكْ This is a joy of my eye and for your eye. قُرَّةُ عَيْنٍ کہتے ہیں آنکھوں کی ٹھنڈک. It's a joy for my eye and for your eye. وَلَا تَقْتُلُوهُ Do not kill him. عَسَىٰ أَن يَنْفَعْنَا أَوْ نَتَّخِذَهُ وَلَدًا Maybe someday he might be our good slave and we can benefit from him, or we may make him our child and adopt him as a son. Our Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in tafsir of this ayah says that the wife said, قُرَّةُ عَيْنٍ لِي Joy of my eye, walak and yours. She said, joy of my eye. Fir'aun did not respond, joy of my eye. Had he responded, he would become a Muslim. Asiya became a Muslim. When she said, قُرَّةُ عَيْنٍ أَوْ نَتَّخِذَهُ وَلَدَا وَهُمْ لَا يَشْعُرُونَ They did not know what they were doing. No. Quran has got its own way. فَأَصْبَحَ فُؤَادُ أُمِّ مُوسَى فَارِغًا On the other side, the mother of Musa started becoming distressed. She was the mother. She has already given away the child. And she could see the child is now in the tabut. And tabut has been also retrieved. فَأَصْبَحَ فُؤَادُ أُمِّ مُوسَى فَارِغًا وَكَادَتْ أَن تُبْدِي بِهِ She was on the verge of telling them that this is my son. لَوْلَا أَن رَبَطْنَا عَلَىٰ قَلْبِهَا لِتَكُونَ مِنَ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ But we strengthened her heart. We strengthened her mind so that she may be faithful. Do you see the faith? The strength? مؤمن المؤمن. وَقَالَتْ لِي أُخْتِهِ قُصِّهِ What she did was she told his sister, that means she had one daughter also, who was grown up. She said, follow the tabut and follow the people who are taking it. فَقَالَتْ لِأُخْتِهِ قُصِّهِ فَبَصُرَتْ عَنْ جُنُوبٍ وَهُمْ لَا يَشْعُرُونَ She followed, looking at tabut as being taken away, the way they could not understand that this girl is following. Quran says, فَحَرَّمْنَا عَلَيْهِمْ الْمَرَاضِعَ مِنْ قَبْلِ We had ordained that Musa will not suckle the milk of any foster mother from the beginning. So what happened? When the child was brought for anyone to breastfeed, Musa would turn his mouth. This shows who a Nabi is. Those who say Nabi is Nabi after 40 years. And does not know that he is a Nabi. Musa knew that Allah hukum is that I should not take milk from any. وَحَرَّمْنَا عَلَيْهِ الْمَرَاضِعَ مِنْ قَبْلِ The girl who was there, the sister of Musa, said, قَالَتْ هَلْ أَدُلُّكُمْ عَلَىٰ أَهْلِ بَيْتٍ يَكْفُلُونَهُ لَكُمْ وَهُمْ لَهُ نَاصِحُونَ She said, may I guide you to one household, a family, who normally breastfeed the children, and they are very nice and conscientious people. Perhaps Musa, this child, might breastfeed there. They accepted. They wanted someone, some nursemaid, to come and feed. But Allah says, well, this is how. We sent him back to his mother. وَرَدَدْنَاهُ إِلَىٰ أُمِّهِ كَيْ تَقَرَّ عَيْنُهَا وَلَا تَحْزَنَا وَلِتَعْلَمَ أَنَّ وَعْدَ اللَّهِ حَقٌّ وَلَكِنَّ أَكْثَرَ النَّاسِ لَا يَعْلَمُونَ This is how we completed our mission to explained to Musa, his mother, that our promises are always right, but many people do not understand. We sent him back. The same. What happened? So many things. One, Musa is being given away on the waves of the river. Allah is there to look after. Second, the enemy does not want him to be alive. Allah keeps him alive. And not only keeps him alive, grants him lease of life in the enemy's household. This is called that faith in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that we are missing. We only know Jallaju, Jallatu, Jalaltu, Ai Bala Kutaltu. But which Bala? Which Dua? So when in the month of Ramadan, suddenly you'll find someday, some minute, something opens up before you while you are sitting. It may only be just a concentration. Ya Allah, I am before you, a humble servant, among so many good servants of you. Ubayduka bi finaik. Ubayd means a small servant. Suddenly you find the doors opening and you're being welcomed. The experience is different. This experience, whether we like it or we don't like, is sought after by every man somewhere in life. A young boy doesn't understand, as he grows he understands. Because everyone is surrounded by haja. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, an inni qareebun, I am so close to you. This closeness to be realized is the mission of the month of Ramadan. Later inshallah, assalamu alaikum.